This is the Teen Tech News Podcast, number one, for June 11th, 2006. I'd like to welcome you to our first episode of Teen Tech News. I hope you keep listening to our show, and since this is our first episode, maybe you have noticed we do not have any intro music, and the sound quality might be a little rough. We're still searching for a new program out there and some a good one that'll give us music and stuff, but just bear with us today. Today we're going to have our tech news, we're going to have a review of the Motorola Sliver L7, and we're also going to be talking about the Apple Store on the Fifth Avenue Apple Store. Okay, our next story, first story in tech news today, is CBS is offering downloads of TV shows on iTunes. This is a little bit older news, but I planned originally to air this last week, but some things have come up. Anyway, CBS offers downloads of TV shows on iTunes. CBS Corporation, which already sells episodes of its hit television shows Survivor and CSI on Google's and Inc. online video store, is now offering the downloads on Apple Computer Incorporated iTunes Music Store. Apple's online store already carries other popular shows from ABC, NBC, and Fox. Until Thursday, it offered some CBS programming such as NCAA basketball, but not primetime hits. The Corrido Calif, based company has sold more than 30 million videos since iTunes' debut with TV shows and music videos in October. This, I actually think, is actually pretty cool with iTunes. It's a big deal. Now, I think the prices of the videos, actually, they're actually pretty reasonable. They really don't vary. They're actually pretty much all the same, unless you're buying a video. I think it's actually pretty neat. Yeah, I have seen Survivor. I haven't actually downloaded any, because me, personally, I do not have a video iPod. I actually have a Nano. So, on to our next story, which is a little bit older also, Google releasing a spreadsheet in virtual notebook program. Okay, Google Spreadsheets. Google Spreadsheets, here's some of the features. You can start from scratch and do all the basics, including changing the number format, sorting by columns, and adding formulas. Upload spreadsheets or worksheets from CSV or XLS format. All of your formulas and formatting will come across intact. Familiar desktop feel makes editing a breeze. Just click the toolbar buttons to bold, underline, change, and change the font, change the cell background color, and more. Just enter the email addresses of the people you want to share a given document and then send them a message. People with whom you share a given spreadsheet can access it as soon as they sign in. Multiple people can edit or view your spreadsheet at the same time as you. Their names will appear in an on-screen chat window. There's nothing to download. You can access your spreadsheets from any computer with an internet connection or a supported browser. Online storage and autosave mean you do not fear hard drive failures and power outages. You can save your spreadsheets to your own computer in CSV, XLS, and HTML formats. Well, personally, I think Google Spreadsheets is a good idea with the you can't lose really your info because it's saved online. And, you know, you can edit with other people, like, you know, you can, if you're doing, like, a small business or whatever, and you need to, like, oh, hey, Joe, let's get online, we need to talk over this spreadsheet, we can edit it and talk together. You know, that's a pretty good idea. At first, before I looked at this, I thought it would be, like, more like Excel on Microsoft, but this is actually, I think, a lot better. Although, some of the things, it doesn't seem like you can download. Yeah, you can't really download the software. There's no software you really download. Which, one thing, I wouldn't really like that because, what if I wanted to work offline? I mean, I have a broadband connection, but if you had dial-up, you wouldn't want to be online the whole time. Maybe you spend, like, 4 hours editing your spreadsheets, you know. You don't know about that. But anyways, we'll go on to Google Notebook now. Google Notebook. Well, there really isn't much to say about Google Notebook. You know, it's kind of self-explanatory. It's a notebook on your computer. It says Google Notebook makes web research of all kinds, from planning a vacation to researching a school paper to buying a car, easier and more efficient by enabling you to clip and gather information even while you're browsing the web. And since Google Notebook lives in your web browser, you won't be left with a scratchpad collection of notes, words, Word docs, and browser bookmarks to sort through. All your web findings will be gathered in one organized, easy accessible location that you can access from any computer. That's pretty much it with Google Notebook. There's not really much to say about it. You know, besides, it's, I mean, you know, you write stuff down. You actually type stuff, because it's basically a virtual notebook. I mean, that's really all it is. Next, we're going to be talking about the Blu-ray discs, the new type and form of DVDs. You might be seeing them very soon. Blu-ray discs. Blu-ray discs. In 1997, a new technology emerged that brought digital sound and video into homes all over the world. It was called DVD, and it revolutionized the movie industry. The industry is set for another revolution with the introduction of Blu-ray discs, or BD. With their high storage capacity, Blu-ray discs can hold and play back large quantities of high-definition video and audio, as well as photos, data, and other digital content. You know, really, the Blu-ray discs, you know, they sound cool. I don't really know a price on them yet, but, you know, I almost guarantee they're going to be more expensive. You know, high definition now is like, I mean, you're going to be seeing, like, everything in high definition on TV soon, like your cartoons. I mean, the Spelling Bee was on ESPN, and it was, you know, considered a primetime sport, I guess. I mean, that's what it seemed like, and it was in high definition for the first time. I mean, it's amazing. And now they're coming out with discs now that you're actually be able to have your audio and, you know, your video on high definition. You know, it's pretty cool. Next, we'll be talking about the Nintendo DS Lite. I know it's already out, but we're going to be talking about it. Okay, the Nintendo DS Lite. Okay, here are some tech specs about the Nintendo DS Lite. The screens: color blacklit, 3-inch, 256 by 192 pixel resolution, and 0.24 millimeter dot pitch, four different brightness levels. The color capable of displaying 260,000 colors. Wireless communication is 802.11b, maximum 1 to 2 megabytes per second, or Nintendo Low Latency Protocol custom wireless format. Wireless range is up to 65 feet. Multiple users can play multiplayer games using just one DS game card. Controls: touch screen, embedded microphone for voice recognition, A, B, X, Y, face buttons, plus control pad, left, right, shoulder buttons, start and select buttons, input / output, ports for both Nintendo DS game cards and Game Boy Advance game packs, terminals for stereo headphones and microphone. Other features are embedded PictoChat software that allow up to 16 users to chat at once with each other. Embedded real-time clock, date, time, and alarm, touchscreen calibration. The CPUs, one ARM9 and one ARM7. Sound is stereo speakers providing virtual surround sound, depending on the software. Battery, lithium-ion battery delivering approximately 19 hours of play on a 4-hour charge, depending on use. Power-saving sleep mode AC adapter. Language is English, Japanese, Spanish, French, German, Italian, and the hardware color is polar white. Nintendo DS Lite, you know, the big deal, I guess, is it's, well, pretty self-explanatory. It's supposed to be lighter. It looks a little bit different. Actually looks a little bit smaller in the picture. You know, I think, personally, I think it's a dang good waste of money for Nintendo. You know, they did the same thing with, the what's it called? Game Boy Advance, or something like that, and they made it into a little micro Game Boy. It's like, what the heck? I mean, it's just like, okay, it's smaller. Okay, I mean, it's smaller. So what? I mean, it doesn't look the same, but it's like, they jack up the price like $30 more, and then, you know, just to make it a little bit smaller. Okay, whatever. There's no different tech specs. I mean, everything's like the same. And that's what I think they're basically doing here. Nintendo's very, they're notorious for that. They always, like, take a product and make it smaller, or, like, change, like, one little tiny thing that no one's ever going to notice so people can go out and buy it. Well, you know, personally, I think that's a waste of money. But, you know, whatever. Okay. Next, we're going to be talking about the new Yahoo homepage. The new Yahoo homepage, I haven't really got to play around with it much, but it's actually a beta homepage. And I do have a Yahoo account. I haven't got to play around with it much, but it's really sleek. It's really nice. If you want to check it out, go to yahoo.com. In the upper, I think, left-hand corner, it says preview the new Yahoo homepage. Next, we'll be talking about the PlayStation 3. Yes, we have been waiting for a while, but I don't have much info. I have the two. I have some prices and the approximate release of it. It's going to be released just like the Xbox. There's going to be a better PS3, and there's going to be a not so better one. The better one is $599. Wow, that's a lot of money. The not so better one is $499. Well, you know, $100 difference, okay. Can't be much difference inside of it. The release date has not been confirmed, but it's going to be releasing different times throughout the world, and it said sometime in early November. Next, we'll be talking about, I think, the biggest news that has happened. Well, probably about the second biggest news that has happened. We're going to be talking about the MacBook, not the MacBook Pro, but the MacBook. The MacBook is the newest Macintosh laptop with Intel processor and replaces the iBook laptop. The differences, there are many differences. The Intel, it has an Intel dual processor. With 1.83 and 2.0 gigahertz. Widescreen like MacBook Pro, a 13.3-inch 1280 by 800 resolution. Built-in EyeSight webcam, an OS X Tiger front row with remote. Those are all built-in. the black Apple MacBook is $200 more, and it comes with 20 more gigabytes more. Now that, I don't get that. I mean, 20 gigabytes on a Mac, you know, okay, it's a little bit more, but, you know, it's just like, okay, they charge you, I mean, that's $200. I mean, come on, I mean, it's black, oh, black, okay. I mean, it's just like the iPod Nano, or the iPod Video. You know, they charge you more because it's a different color. Okay, you know, whatever. It has, actually, the black Apple Mac book actually has a few different things. Not much. It does have a different keyboard with, the keys are a little different. They are a little more raised, I guess. And they're a little more flat, I think, and they're separated. Keeps the screen from getting scratched when it closes, and the MacBook is half price of the MacBook Pro that start at $1,999, and the MacBook starts at $1,099. Next, we're gonna be talking about the Dell laptop. No, desktop. Well, it's both, actually. It's the Dell XPS M2010. Dell released the desktop slash laptop XPS 2010, going like, is there basically the hybrid desktop and laptop. First of its kind, actually. $4,000 it starts at, and basically decked out, it starts at $8,000. Wow. I mean, that's even a lot for a desktop or a laptop. Doesn't really matter. That is still a lot of money. It runs on Windows Media Center, and oh, by the way, this is actually also part of the XPS gaming line of Dell, so it's a high-performance laptop. Yum. Anyways, it runs on Windows Media Center, PC XP. Has a 2.16 GHz dual-core processor, very fast. 4GB dual-channel DDR2 RAM, very fast also. 20-inch screen with a 1,680x1,050 LCD pixel resolution. Wow, cool. 256MB video card with a Radeon X1800 graphics card. 240GB RAID 0 or 1 capable. 802.11ABNG Wi-Fi. Detachable Bluetooth keyboard and mouse. 1.3 megapixel camera built in. 8 built-in speakers and subwoofer integrated with high-def audio. That's pretty cool. It folds up like a suitcase to become a laptop. And the bad thing is, it's almost 20 pounds. That's a lot. You know, I mean, it's pretty cool because, you know, it's like a laptop. Or no, it's a notebook. It's a laptop or a desktop. I mean, that's pretty cool. But 20 pounds? It's like, God, you'd be, like, sweating when you're carrying it. It's like cardio workout. anyways, next we're going to be talking about the... this is just a quick announcement. Best Buy is now actually offering a full line of Intel Macs, which is actually pretty good for the Mac users who don't want to go, you know, to a Mac store. In fact, you know, Mac stores, I don't see them much around where I live, so Best Buy, if I ever wanted a Mac, I'd probably get it from there. Another announcement is Skype and Dell are teaming up to integrate pre-installed software and audio and video communications packages on the new Dell XPS M2010, and I'm not sure what the other one is. It's the two new XPS laptops of Dell. That's pretty cool, because Skype and Dell, that'd be neat teaming up, because maybe Skype, like, since they're, like, getting some partners in with this business, maybe they'll, like, be able to, like, kick out some other competition, like maybe Vonage. Although, you know, you hear about them a lot. Skype, you never really see a commercial on TV. But anyways, now we're going to be talking about the Razer V3i Gold. The Razer V3i Gold, it's actually in gold, and that's pretty cool. I mean, it's like, it's called the Gold Motorola Razer V3i. It has a 1.23 megapixel camera, 12 megabyte memory with a micro transflash card, and a USB connectivity, and it goes on sale at select Dolce & Gabbana boutiques. It was actually June 9th it went on sale. We don't know an exact price, but we know it's a lot of money. Okay, next we're going to be talking about the Dell, or I'm sorry, not Dell, the Apple Mac, Apple Store, on Fifth Avenue Apple Store, sorry. I don't know much about it, but I do know what I have read, and it sounds pretty cool. The Fifth Avenue Avenue Apple Store opens 6 p.m. I'm sorry, but I'm really not sure what date. I really didn't get that because I didn't have. I tell you, I had to put the show together tonight, or you know, I didn't know what to do. So I know there was a lot of people there. I heard about there was like this lady there that was there for like 36 hours, I guess, and she had like coffee and she was like all jittery. 10,000 square foot store, is very, very spacious and roomy, which, there's a lot, I was told that there's a, a good layout of the store with, like, you know, in the middle is like iPods, I guess, and there's a giant glass cube which enters the 10,000 square foot underground store one floor. It has a glass elevator, which I actually heard broke down during the store opening. That'd be kind of creepy. The best thing about the store, it's open 24/7, 365. Except on leap year, though. There's a you can you actually if you go there you can use the Intel iMacs to check email and such other computer stuff. I guess it's like it's better than just like doing the show models because you know they're like retarded. And you know basically it's more like a testing place. It's like you know buying is like second compared to you know going in there like ooh I get to play ooh shiny you know, but yeah, pretty cool. And let's see. Next, we're done with tech news, finally. We're gonna be having our review on the Motorola Sliver L7. First, let me tell you a little bit about the Motorola Sliver L7. The features, they have an SD memory card, iTunes, which actually a good thing. It looks like the regular iPod menu. It has a camera. It has a flat and sleek design, super thin, even thinner than the Razr. I know it's hard to believe. It's light and sleek. You can listen to music by, let's see, four different ways. A USB jack. B, the speakerphone. C, a adapter that converts the USB to a headphone jack. And D, you can actually use the loudspeaker, which actually I found has really good sound. The camera is only, unfortunately, 640 by 480 pixels, and video is really, really low res by 176 by 144 resolution. Excuse me. The camera has a 4x digital zoom. You know, it's pretty standard on most camera phones that have zoom. You can take it's the camera on a non-flip like this actually makes taking pictures of yourself a little bit harder. It actually it the iTunes holds or no, I'm sorry, the SD card on the phone holds 100 songs, and it only has a USB 1.1, which makes like, you know, transferring like 50 songs or 100 songs like really, really slow. The neat thing about it is that when you know you have like an incoming call, it auto pauses during a song, and then when you hang up, it like starts playing again, as you might have seen on the ever so popular rocker with iTunes commercial. If you see that guy like having like a seizure, jumping up and down, and then you know he gets a call and he says yeah, and then he hangs up and starts doing that again. It's basically the same idea on this on the Sliver. They're actually, I shouldn't be telling you this, but I'm going to tell you anyways. If you do your research, there is actually a hack out there to increase the storage to 1,000 songs, even though it is illegal, but you know, it's depending on who you ask. I'm not going to tell you any more about that because, you know, it's illegal. So, anyways, moving on. It plays all the iTunes media formats, including MP. For video, MP4 player with video. There's no head. The bad thing is there's no headphone jack. So I mean, you can get the USB adapter that converts the USB port to a headphone jack. And also a neat thing, depending on if you're these kind of people who use this, I don't think I'd ever use it, but it can be used on a laptop computer as a dial-up networking. It connects to the internet using Singular's GSM and GPRS or Singular's High Speed Edge Network. It uses the phone, or if you want to get on the internet using the phone, you can use the phone's WAP browser, which is standard on most cell phones. It plays MP4 videos, and it's also a regular audio player for your MP3 files and iTunes files. It comes with a micro SD 512 megabyte card. There is a 1 gigabyte card available. But you know, those can get really pricey out there, those micro SD cards. Now I'm going to tell you about the pros and cons. I found it kind of weird because there's actually more cons to this product that I found. Depends on how you look at it. Anyways, pros, It has iTunes. That's pretty cool. It's sleek and stylish. It has a removable memory card. It has a good speaker quality for music. The cons: it has a bad camera with low res. It has a USB 1.1, which makes transferring songs very slow. It only has a 100 song limit unless you use the hack. Again, I don't recommend that. There's no headphone jack unless you use the USB converter, and which, you know, you gotta go out and buy that, and then you gotta have this big plastic thing sticking out of your cell phone. I mean, most likely, I actually haven't seen it, but you know, I guarantee there's gonna be something sticking out from it that you don't really need. And it also has a really, really bad speakerphone. Really, I mean, it's just bad. You can get this phone for $199 with a 2-year contract at Singular. Go to www.singular.com for more details. And take the 3D tour while you're at it. Next, we're going to have our site spotlight. Our site spotlight today is something that I'm not very fond of, that I'm going to be... Well, I mean, it depends on how you look at it. I'm going to be trying it probably here soon. It's called Fruitcast.com. Fruitcast.com is actually one of the many podcasting sites where you can actually have what they do. You sign up and they actually insert a ad at the beginning or the end of your show. And you get, like, I think 2 cents per listen. So, you know, you got like 1,000 listeners for one podcast, you know, it's $20. And I wouldn't recommend this for, you know, if you really want to earn money. It's nothing you're going to be retiring on, you know, but... You know, a teenager like me, you know, I get some listeners on here. It might be a good idea. And that's the end of our show. I just have a few more announcements, and you could be on your way. I'd like to thank you for listening, and I hope you tune in our next episode, Podcast 2. Please vote for us on Podcast Alley. I'd really appreciate it, and I'd like to be in the top 10 or whatever, if you can. So vote for us on Podcast Alley. You can visit our website at www.teentechnews.20fr.com. Also, another note, on that website, our teentechnews.20fr.com, at the top of the page, in the left-hand corner, you see like a little button that says "Make a Donation." Yes, I am a teenager, and I can see where your worries are about giving money to me. But if you believe it or not, I do have to spend money on this production. You know, I got equipment. I want to upgrade my software, and I really want to get, you know, a real website. Because right now I'm under, as you noticed when I said my website, I said .20. fr.com. Well, that's because it's not actually a real domain. You have to go through that 20fr.com to get to it. But I really do hope to upgrade that in the future to get it, you know, to a real domain. I'm hoping to use WordPress with Bluehost, which is $6.95 per month. I really hope to see some donations if you guys please. You know, I wouldn't say I'm desperate, but, you know, it just make your this podcast better, and, you know, when it makes this better, it just makes you guys happier. I'd also like to share some contact info. There is, my website currently, still under construction, so if you click on a page and you see, like, stuff like, what the heck is this, like the What's New page, it's still under construction. The homepage is pretty much done. You can go to my podcast page, which actually has all my podcasts. You can see that on my homepage, teentechnews.20fr.com. You can also email us. Our email is going to be up today on the 11th at teentechnews@gmail.com. Email us your questions, comments, and, of course, insults. We'd be glad to hear from you. And that's our show. I hope you enjoyed it. See ya.